Brothers, sisters, peace.
今天是母亲节，祝所有的母亲节日快乐。
Today is Mother's Day. I wish all the sisters and mothers happy Mother's Day.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典怜悯，我们可以来到你的面前，同心合一敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. We come before you to worship you now.
天父，你是那位大而可畏的神，你也是那位昔在、今在、永在的神。
You are the God who is all powerful, and also He was in the past and is now and forever, Lord.
天父，感谢你在。真的在创世之前，你就把你的儿女写在生命册上。
We thank you before even the creation of this world, you have put our name in the book of life.
感谢主，你把我们这些不配的人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
We thank you for delivering us from our sins while we were unworthy.
让我们能够离弃我们的罪，让我们能够来到主你的面前来敬拜。
So that we can depart from our sins and come here to worship you today.
天父，我们是何等的有限有罪，我们需要主你随时随地的帮助。
Oh, Heavenly Father, what we are a limited and helpless sinner, so we need your help.
天父，我们来到你的面前来听你的话语的时候，就求主你的圣灵亲自在我们中间运行。
So when we come before you in your midst, we ask your presence, your Holy Spirit be with us today.
求主你圣灵亲自做我们的老师来教导我们。
May your spirit to be the teacher of us and to lead us today.
来解开我们的疑惑，来让我们能够明白你的话语，明白你的真理。
And to answer our puzzles so that we can understand your truth.
我们感谢主，我们就要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank the Lord. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
那么今天呢，又是主日，也是母亲节。
Today is the Lord's Day, and it's also the day of celebrating the Mother's Day.
那么在这个特别的日子呢，我们总会思念我们的母亲。
In this particular day, we always remember our mothers.
我们也当感谢我们的母亲，感谢神赐给我们母亲。
We also thank our mothers and thank God to give us our mothers.
那么大家有没有想过，什么样的母亲才是讨蒙神喜悦的母亲呢？
Have we ever thought what kind of mother is a mother that delights the Lord.
那么从圣经中我们了解到，母亲的信仰和生命对孩子的一生影响是最直接也是最关键的。
From what the Bible tells us, the most direct critical influence for a child comes from the life and belief of the mother.
因为在一般情况下呢，孩子从出生到长大与母亲在一起的时间还是更多一些。
Because children spend the most of their life with the mother from the time he was born till he's grown up.
那么当我们在读列王记还有历代志的时候，我们会发现。
When we read the Bibles, the book of Kings and also the Chronicles, we're finding that.
那么北国以色列呢，它是有二十个王中没有一个好王。
There's no good kings among the 20 kings from the northern kingdom Israel.
那么南国是有19个王，但是只有八个好王。
And in the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judah, the 19 kings, there's only 8 to be good.
那么在记载这些新王登基的时候呢，圣经有时会说，哎，某位王，他的母亲叫某某某，哎，这样的句式。
When the Bible describes when someone became a new king, it used to describe as somebody is became a king and his mother is somebody's.
那么比如说在列王记下二十一章一到二节他说说一个坏王那就是马拿西。
For example, the second king, chapter 21, verse 1 through 2, described the bad king, Manasseh.
他说马拿西登基的时候十二岁在耶路撒冷做王五十五年他的母亲名叫歇西巴。马拿西行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. His mother's name was Hezebel. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
那么在历代四下二十七章一节到二节也是这样说一位好王，他叫约坦。
The second Chronicle, chapter 27, 1 to 2, this described the king, the good king, Jotham.
他说约坦登基的时候二十五岁，在耶路撒冷做王十六年，他的母亲叫耶路撒，是撒都的女儿。约坦行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Jotham was 25 years old when he became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem 16 years. His mother's name was Jerash, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
那么圣经中的每句话每个字它都是有它的实在的目的跟意义的。
Every word in the Bible has its special meaning.
所以他在这些地方描述这些王的时候有他的母亲出现就说明那位王所做的一切与他的母亲是有非常大的关联性的。
So when the Bible describes a king and also with her mother's name present, it usually relates what the king did and also with his mother.
那么圣经中呢有两位母亲其实使得我们思想和学习。
There's two great mothers in the Bible that worth of us to ponder and study.
那么分别是摩西的母亲约基别和撒母耳的母亲哈拿。
They are the names of the mother of Moses. Her name is Jochebed, and also the mother Hannah of Samuel.
他们都是在艰难恶劣的环境中把孩子们抚养成为神所重用的仆人。
They are all raised their children to be servants of God in the difficult and harsh environment.
他们养育和影响孩子的经历是我们所有的母亲做母亲的姐妹效法的榜样。
The way they raise and influence their children.Are examples that all the sisters that are also mothers to follow.
从他们的身上呢，我们可以看到一位蒙神喜悦的母亲所可能会应该有的三个重要的特性。
From them, we can see that a mother who is delighted in God, has three important characters.
那么也就是一位蒙神喜悦的母亲，她一定是一位有智慧的母亲。
That means a mother delighting in God must be a wisdom mother.
她也是一位忠心的母亲。
She is also a faithful mother.
她也是一位祷告的母亲。
She is also a prayer mother.
那我们就从这三个方面来看我们怎么样能成为能够这样一个讨神喜悦的母亲。
I will just read the three aspects to see how the mother can be a mother who delights in God.
我们先来看，我们看成为一位智慧的母亲。
The first one is a wise mother.
那么从民数记二十六章的五十九节，我们可以知道呢，摩西的母亲名叫约基别。
If we read the book of Numbers.Chapter 26, verse 59, we know the mother of Moses is called Jochebed. judgment.
那我们从我们刚才读的爱出埃及记里面，我们可以这段经文看到呢，这位母亲她可以说是一位很有智慧的母亲。
From the passage we just read in the book of Exodus, we can see that the judgment is a very wise mother.
那么这个约基别这个名字呢，它有两个意思，一个就是主是他的荣耀，另一个意思就是主是尊贵的。
The name of Jochebed has two meanings. One is the Lord is her glory. The second one is the Lord is noble.
所以从这个名字上我们也看出摩西的母亲她是一个宗主伟大的母亲。
So from the name we can see that her mother, his mother, Jochebed, is a mother that who takes the Lord to be great.
那么当时呢，在埃及，即当宰相的约瑟和他的弟兄，并那一代的人都死了。
At that time, Joseph, who was the prime minister, and his brothers, and all the people in his generation has died.
那么有不认识约瑟的新王起来，来治理埃及做王。
Then there's new kings from Egypt who does not know Joseph.And he ruled at Egypt.
那么法老呢？看到以色列人生养众多，日渐强盛。
When the Pharaoh see the Israelites grow in many people in number, and they are become powerful and powerful every day.
那么法老就开始担心啊，以色列人会越来越多，会胜过他们埃及人。
So he began to worry that the Israelites may be more powerful than the Egyptians.
所以呢，他也怕这些这个以色列人就不服他的这个奴役，怕他们就是会起来反抗。
So he's afraid that these Israelites may not subject to the Egyptian, so I may be rise against them.
于是呢，他这个法老啊就命令埃及人呢，夜夜的苦待以色列人来做工。
So he put the slave masters over them.To force them to labor.
并且呢，吩咐收生婆要把生下来的男孩都杀了，只留女孩的性命。
And he also command the midwives to kill those boys after their birth, but to keep the girl's life.
但是呢，这些收生婆他们敬畏神，所以就没有这样听这个法老的话。
But the midwives respect God, and they did not follow the Pharaoh's command.
所以呢，后来呢，这个埃及的新王呢，就吩咐百姓把以色列人出生的这些男孩呢，都丢着扔到河里。
Then the new king from Egypt ordered his people to throw all the newly born child boys to be thrown in the river.
那么其实摩西呢，就是在这样一种处境下他出生的。
So Moses was born in this kind of environment.
可见呢，当时亚龙跟摩西能够活下来，实在真的是不容易。
So we can see how difficult that Aaron and Moses can survive in this situation.
那这当然里面有神的眷顾和保守。
This, of course, has the God's blessing, mercy, and keeping.
So we see Aaron and Moses, they not only survived, but they also became the vessels.
So we see Aaron and Moses, not only they survived, they also became important vessels for the Lord.
And his sister Miriam also became a prophet.
And even Moses' sister, Miriam, she was a prophet.
而亚伦成为了第一任的大祭司，摩西更是带领以色列人出埃及过红海，成为当时的领袖。
Aaron was the first chief priest, and Moses is the leader who led the Israelites out of Egypt and crossed the Red River.
而且讲摩西呢，在神的眼中被看为是谦和、良善和忠心的仆人。
In God's eye, Moses was considered a humble, good, and faithful servant.
所以呢，我们可以想一想，在那样邪恶艰难的这种环境中，能够把三个孩子这样的抚养大的母亲，其实冒着多少的危险和艰难。我们可以想象，这个冒着这样的这个难处，能够把三个子女抚养大成人，实在是太不容易了。
So we can think how difficult for Moses' mother, who can raise the three children, and in such a dangerous and difficult situation, and also make their children grow up.
不但抚养他们长大，而且他们最后来成为神所重用的器皿。
Not only she raised these children up, and also these children become the precious vessels used by God.
所以我们就先来看一下摩西当时出生的情况。
Let's read the situation that Moses was born.
那么在出埃及记二章一到四节，他说有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生了一个儿子，叫他俊美，就藏了他三个月，后来不能再藏了，就娶了一个蒲草箱，抹上湿漆和湿油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的楼底中，孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。
Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could not hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and dotted with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the river bank, and his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him.
那么当时呢，婴孩摩西呢就渐渐长大，他也难免有时候可能有会出现哭声，如果被埃及人知道呢，就很危险了。
So Moses began to grow up little by little, and sometimes cries at any time. If the Egyptian knows, this will be very dangerous. So it's no longer able to be kept in the home.
所以呢，在这种危险的情况下呢，这位母亲实在没有别的办法，所以就找了一个蒲草箱，抹上了石油和石漆，就把小摩西放在里头。
The mother really find any other better method. So she put a basket made of bulrush and dotted with bitumen and pitch. So he put Moses into the basket and then put the basket near the reed of the river bank.
然后呢，他就把这个箱子呢搁在河边的楼底中，还让他的女儿在远处观望。
So she put the basket at the river bank and also let her daughter to look at it in a distance.
所以这实在是一位有智慧的母亲。
And this is indeed a wisdom mother.
她无法把孩子在家中藏起来，就为了孩子的安全呢，她在这个箱子的上面呢，就特意抹上了石油和石漆。
Since she no longer keep the child at home for the sake of safety, she put this basket dotted with bitumen and pitch.
所以为什么我们说她有智慧了？其实有下面这么几个，看我们可以看到。
Why we say she's wise? We can see from we'll find.
原来呢是油漆，它抹到外面可以使这个蒲草箱不容易进水。
The bitumen was applied outside of the basket so that it's not easy for water to come in.
那么油漆也是比较轻，它也避免沉到河底。
And it's also lighter than water, so this prevents the basket from sinking to the bottom of the river.
那么还有一个作用，就是油漆本身它是有反光的作用， 在光照下呢，它会发出亮光，容易被人发现。
And also it has a reflective effect, and you will emit bright light under the light, which is easy to be spotted.
另外呢，他将这个蒲草香呢放在河边的芦荻中，他没有把它直接放到水里面。
And also she put the basket in the reed, which is not directly into the river.
所以这座楼底呢，它形状就像楼尾，但是呢，比楼尾呢挺拔高大，而且呢粗，比楼尾要粗壮一些。
The river, the reed in the river bank of Egypt is not like an ordinary reed. Its stalk is thicker and stronger.
那么他把这个蒲草香放在楼底中，就是为了不容易让水冲走。
The reason that she put this basket in the reek so that it is not easy for the basket to be washed away by the water.
同时呢，孩子的姐姐米利安还在远处站着，要知道这个孩子会发生什么。
And also the sister Miriam stood in a distance. She wanted to know what happened to the child.
所以从这里面我们都可以看出来，他这个母亲呢，她不是真正的要丢弃这个孩子，而是希望那些有良好心的人能够来收留拯救他，免得被埃及人杀掉。
This explains that they don't want to abandon the children really. They just wish the child can be taken in and saved by certain kind people, so as not to kill by the Egyptians.
我们再看接下来发生了什么，就是在第二节到第九节，第五节到第九节。
Let's see what happened next. That's verse 5-9.
那么法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的使女们在河边行走，她看见箱子在楼梯中，哎，就打发一个婢女拿来。她打开箱子，看见那孩子，孩子哭了，她就可怜他，说这是希伯来人的一个孩子。孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中找一个奶妈来，为你奶这孩子，可以不可以？法老的女儿说，可以。童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对她说，你把这孩子抱去，为我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他。
Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bath at the river, while her young woman walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds, and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, should I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child?For you. And the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Go. So the girl went to and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him.
我们可以想象一下，如果摩西的母亲太早或者太晚把摩西放到河边，都可能无法遇到法老的女儿。
We can imagine if Moses' mother put the basket, put Moses in the riverbank too early or too late, she would not able to meet the Pharaoh's daughter.
如果时间太长，没有人来收留，摩西很可能就很难再活下去。
If nobody takes Moses, Moses would be hard to survive.
那么在此呢，我们可以看到神的作为是多么的奇妙，而神的时间也是分毫真的不差，就那么准确。
So we can see what God did was so wonderful, so marvelous that he take Moses in the right time.
所以呢，神知道怎么样来保护属他的人。
So God knows how to protect his people.
那么当法老的女儿在河边的楼梯中发现了小摩西之后呢，摩西的姐姐就从刚才远远的藏的地方就走过来。
So when Pharaoh's daughter find little Moses in the reed, and Moses' sister Miriam just come before from a distance.
所以他就对这个法老的女儿说：“哎，我去在希伯来妇人中给你找一个奶妈来，为你奶这个孩子，可不可以呢？”
So she said to the Pharaoh's daughter, "Should I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?"
那么法老的女儿很高兴就答应，而且还给摩西的母亲工钱。
Pharaoh's daughter was delighted hearing this girl's proposal.And she also gave Moses' mother wages.
所以呢，就这样呢，法老的女儿就让摩西的母亲哎做了这个孩子的奶妈。
So this way, Moses' mother became his nurse.
所以呢，摩西呢，现摩西呢，就他的母亲呢，再也不用担心，他就可以来非常安全、非常名正言顺的来把摩西就抚养大。
So Moses, a mother, could raise Moses, without fearing.
那我们知道呢，神他是查验人心，他也能改变人心。
We know God, read and change the hearts of people.
所以呢，法老的女儿明明知道这个孩子是个希伯来人的孩子。
Pharaoh's daughter know that this child is a child of a Hebrew.
如果按照法老的命令，他是应当被他一定会杀了这个孩子的。
If following Pharaoh's command, she should kill this child.
但是呢，神却感动这个法老的女儿，怜悯有了这个怜悯孩子的心，并且他能愿意让希伯来人继续抚养这个孩子。
But God moves the Pharaoh's daughter to be mercy.And she could also willingly let a Hebrew woman to raise this child and even pay the wage to Moses' mother.
而且他还付工钱给摩西母亲，这实在是超越人的所求所想。
So she paid wage to Moses' mother, and this is beyond people's imagination.
所以我们不禁要感叹我们的神，他的奇作为是何等的奇妙。
So we can't help but to praise the marvelous work done by God.
那么从这个事情呢，看见是看上去好像是很偶然的一件事。
Look at this as it might be an incidental event.
但是我们知道呢，在这整个过程中呢，是神的保守和眷顾才成就的。
But we know that we have God's blessing and also God's care.
整个过程我们可以看到摩西的母亲她实在是一位智慧的母亲。
So from the whole event, we can see Moses' mother is a wise mother.
她爱这个孩子，她也千方百计的来保护这个孩子。
She loved this child, so she find a way to protect her child.
那么也许我会想到说我们现在可能不会遇到这样的情况。
I'm thinking that in today's time, we may not encounter the dangerous situation like Moses.
但是呢，这不能说明我们的孩子就没有危险了。
But you cannot say that our children has no dangerous situation.
其实呢，我们的孩子呢，在当下所处的社会也会有很多危险存在。
In today's society, our children may also face danger.
也需要我们做父母的，特别是做母亲的，要有智慧来保护他们。
It also needs the parents, especially the mother, to have wisdom to protect.
那我们举一些例子啊，比方说现在在小孩子们在学校所受到的教育。
For example, the education our child is being taught.
那么孩子们其实每天。他们从早晨到下午回来，其实绝大多数时间在学校是度过的，跟父母亲或者在教会的时间还是少的。
So the child leave the parents in early in the morning, and most of the time they were in school, and the parents are not present.
那我们的神就赐给我们的儿女呢？他是我们知道呢，我们的知道呢，这个我们相信是。神创造了一切，我们相信的是创造论。
The Christian parents believe in creation.
但是呢，在学校所受的教育都是进化论。
But the education in school, maybe the theory of evolution.
所以很多是违背圣经的真理，所以很容易把孩子们的这种的思想观念呢，转化成从创造论转化成了进化论。
So many of them are actually a contradiction to the Bible. So it can be easily turned creation into evolution.
所以呢，我们做母亲的呢，在孩子们这个回来之后，也要经常真的是给他们来纠正，把学校里面教导这些错误呢，能够帮助他们能够来纠正过来。
So as mothers, we should correct.The teaching for them to what them the learning school.
所以这是一方面的威胁，另一方面的威胁就是小我们的孩子呢，他们所交的朋友。
And also in the friend that the children met with.
所以真的现在是真的社会上学校里面这些小孩子各种背景的人都有。
There are people from various of us backgrounds.
所以呢，我们做母亲的呢，真的要常常来问我们的孩子，他们在学校里面交着什么样的朋友，他们的品格是怎么样，他们的家庭状况背景又是怎么样。
So the mother need to know and ask the children about the friend they have, what kind of character, what family situation they are.
所以呢，我们千万不能让我们的孩子轻易的就去这些我们不太了解的家庭去这些地方这个去参加各种的活动呀，或者是甚至有的去过夜。
We cannot blindly send our children away, for us to oversleep in night sleep in a friend's family.
所以这些也是潜在的危险。
These are the potential dangers.
还有就是小孩子们，我们的孩子，他们读着书、听着音乐、看着影像等等，这些呢都可能会毒害他们。
Other areas, including the book they read, the music they listen, and the video they look to view or etc. etc.
所以我们做母亲的呢，也要常常的来问孩子，也要真的是知道他们在听什么、读什么、看什么。
So as parents, we need to know what they are reading, what they are listening, and what they are watching.
让他们尽可能的离开这些毒害的东西。
So that they can still stay away from what might be unhealthy to them.
那么另一个方面呢，一位讨蒙神喜悦的母亲也应该是一个忠心的母亲。
The second point.A mother delighting God is also a faithful mother.
那我们先看出埃及记的二章十节，他这里说，孩子借长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思就是因我把他从水里拉出来。
So chapter 2 of Exodus, when the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son.She named him Moses. She said, I drew him out of the water.
那么法老的女儿拜托摩西的母亲，亲生母亲，代替她抚养摩西，可能是有好几年的时间。
Pharaoh's daughter, the time that she entrusts Moses' mother to raise Moses could be take a few years.
一直到这个孩子长大，能够认识到自己的身份的时候，我想
，until the child grow up to be able to identify his own identity。
那么在诗篇127篇三节，他说：“儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐的赏赐。”
Psalm 127 verse 3 tells us, "Behold."Children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb of a reward.
其实呢，希伯来文原来是没有这个所赐的这三个字，是翻译圣经的人呢，为了更好的明白给加上去。
The original Hebrew does not have the word from, It's actually it's the people who translate Bible to add that so that it's easily to be understood.
而原文是什么呢？原文就是儿女是耶和华的产业。
So the original meaning should be children are a heritage of the Lord.
意思也就是儿女是属于神的，不是属于父母亲的。
That means children belong to God and not parents.
是神交托给父母亲暂时托管的。
It's the God that who entrusts the parents temporarily.
所以呢，做父母的要对神忠心，就是要按神的教导来养育这个孩子。
So parents must be loyal to the God and to obey God's teaching to raise their children.
所以这就会有助于帮助我们呢，在面对重要的一些抉择的时候，就能够懂得去寻求神的心意，而不是满足我们自己对孩子的期望或者是喜好。
This will help us to understand that when we face important situations, we know to seek God's will, not to satisfy our own needs and expectations.
因为这个孩子其实不是我们的孩子，不是属我们的，他们是属神的。
Because the children do not belong to us, but to belong God.
那么也就是无论遇到什么处境，都较容易信靠神，还顺服神。
So when we have this assurance, no matter what situations, it will be easier to believe in God, obey God.
因为我们为孩子做什么，不是为了你我我们自己的好处，那是为了神的好处，神的心意。
Because we are not gaining the benefit of ourselves, but for the good of the Lord.
我们也深信了神会亲自的看顾他自己的产业，也会亲自牧养他自己的儿女。
So we believe that God himself will look at his own inherit and personally shepherd his children.
所以带着这样一种对神的忠心，摩西的母亲呢，就是在这段时间，他可能尽可能的，尽他一切可能来教摩西以色列人的信仰、种族观念。还有希伯来话等等这些，所以呢，就让摩西从小就有这样的一个根基。
So perhaps it's because of this reason that Moses' own mother did everything possible to teach Moses the beliefs of Israel, the racial concept and the language, the Hebrew language, etc.
所以他教养摩西呢，是一个以神为中心的一个教育的方式，不是以他自己的想教育。
So she taught Moses the way that God wants her to teach, and not from her own idea.
所以呢，在摩西还没有到埃及法老女儿身边做儿子的时候呢，他的母亲约基别呢。在他小时候一定会告诉过他自己的身份就是以色列人。
So when Moses have not gone to the Egyptian Pharaoh's daughter to become his son, his mother Jochebed must tell him that Moses' own identity was Israel.
所以呢，这位伟大的母亲就是他属灵的启蒙老师。
So this great mother is Moses' spiritual enlightenment teacher.
她影响了摩西的信仰，使摩西在年幼的日子里就打下了坚固的信仰根基，这实在是很难得的。
So she affects Moses' beliefs. So even when Moses was young, she has a firm foundation of the beautiful faith. This is very important.
我们来想一想，是谁能使摩西有这样的信仰根基呢？
We can imagine who made Moses to have this base of the faith.
谁能使他的思想意识、而物质财富和宗教信仰能长期抗拒埃及的诱惑，保持对神的忠心呢？
Who can make him resist the temptation of Egypt for a long time?In terms of the Egyptians' ideology, material wealth and religious belief, or even and so he can maintain his loyalty to God.
所以呢，除了这几年他母亲对他的教养，那么恐怕再没有任何人可以对他有这么大的影响力。
Other than his own mother, Judge Betts, probably there's no others who can have such a great influence on him.
我们也知道呢，埃及呢，它是一个拜偶像、多神论的国家。
We know Egypt is a country of idolatry and polytheism.
所以呢，摩西在这个王宫里面学习到的东西，绝不会教导摩西去信仰和盼望永生神的应许。
So, the learning that Moses learned in the palace of Egypt would never teach him to have the faith with God.
所以呢，也就只有可以经常和摩西在一起的他的母亲约基别才会有这样的教导给他。
So only Jochebed, Moses' own mother, could be with Moses and teach him all these.
可见呢，孩子从小能够接受信仰，乃是非常重要的事情。
So we can see a very important thing for the child to be educated with faith.
可以说呢，正是因为摩西有这样的信仰背景，后来神才呼召他重新回到埃及，与王宫与法老对抗。
We can say precisely because Moses has such a background of belief that God can call him to go back to the Pharaoh's palace to encounter him.
按照神的吩咐，他才能带领以色列人离开埃及为奴之地，能够向着应许之地去。
And he can also follow God's command to lead the Israelites to leave Egypt, which is a land of slavery.
那么摩西的母亲约基别虽然不能亲眼看到，而至后来被神大大的使用。
Moses' mother, Jochebed.Although she cannot see that her son was greatly used by God.
但是他呢，凭着对神的忠心所做的劳苦功效，他是存到永远的。
But the impact of her labors by her faithfulness to God will be remembered forever.
那么今天呢，我们作为基督徒的母亲，我们也应该常常的来反省。
Today, as mother of Christians, we are to also reflect ourselves.
我们是在这对神忠心的态度，用圣经真理或者原则教养托付神托付给我们的孩子吗？
Are we raise our child with the attitude loyal to God, and also use the Bible principles to educate our children?
还是按照我们自己的愿望养育他们呢？
Or raise them according to our own desires.
或者现在有的父母亲可能受到主流社会所谓进步自由化思想的影响。
Maybe some parents are now influenced by the so-called progressive, the liberal trend of thinking in mainstream society.
对，认为孩子有自由。对性取向、对堕胎、对同性恋、对选择配偶、哎、对未婚同居等等这些伦理、家庭伦理议题、哎、可以自己决定。
They may believe that the children should have the freedom to decide on the family ethnic issues such as sexual orientation, abortion, homosexuality,the choice how they choose their spouse or even cohabited without marriage.
但是呢，我们要问我们自己，我们做父母的有没有按照圣经真理从小就教导他们神所喜悦的家庭伦理原则？
But we should ask ourselves as parents, have we teach our children the principle of family ethics that are pleasing to God in accordance with the truth of the Bible from their young age.
那么这些真理呢，就包括神造人只有男女俩性。
The truth may include that God created people, they have both male and female sexes.
那么同性恋它就是罪。
Homosexuality is a sin.
那么性与不性不可以同父一轭，也就是性与不性的人不能结婚。
Believers and unbelievers should not get married.
未婚同居也是污秽的，不讨神喜悦的。
And living together without marriage is a bad thing and not pleasing to God.
那么这些都是我们做父母亲的该教导我们儿女不可动摇的真理。
These are the things that we should teach our children, with determination.
那么很可能我们这样教导了儿女，可能儿女们还会这样去，还会那样去做去。
Maybe, after we teach our children this way, the children still, go their own way.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，这是我们的责任。我们教导他们，我们就没有罪了。如果我们没有教导他们这样的，我们就有罪了。
The Bible teaches us that it's our responsibility to teach our children this way. If we follow this, then we'll be not guilty in God's eye.
那么蒙神喜悦的母亲，除了有智慧和对神忠心，她还可能是一位祷告的母亲。
A mother delight to in God, other than a wise woman, and also a faithful mother. The third one is she must be a prayerful mother.
那么这一点呢，我们主要可以从撒母耳的母亲的身上可以看到这一点。
We can see this from the mother of Samuel.
那么圣经告诉我们。撒母耳的母亲就是哈拿和她的丈夫一开始是没有孩子的。
The Bible told us, Hannah and her husband did not have a child before Samuel.
那么在当时犹太人的传统观念中，不生育呢是一种耻辱。
In the eyes of the Jewish, the traditional concept, It's a shameful thing for a woman to be without children.
所以呢，哈拿的不育给她带来许多的苦恼，而且丈夫的另一个妻子呢，又用恶语来挖苦她，让她更加的痛苦。
So Hannah's the barrenness caused her a lot of distress, and the husband, the other's wife, sneered at her, making the situation even more worse.
所以呢，丈夫的安慰体谅其实没有给哈拿呢带来真正的帮助。
The love from her husband did not really give her help.
但是呢，面对这一切呢，我们看到哈拿没有一句的怨言。
Yet Hannah did not complain.
而是借着祷告，将她的痛苦带到她所信靠的神的面前。
And through prayer, she bring her pain.Into the Lord that she trusted.
那么在撒母耳记上一章十到十三节，那么这里就是哈拿向神许愿祷告，许愿就要向神怀孕。
This was recorded in the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 through 13.
这里说哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣。祈祷耶和华说，许愿说，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住的祷告，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他是喝醉了。
She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life and no razor shall touch his hand. As she continued prayer before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman.
她拿向神的祷告是出于内心的，是真实的。
Her prayer to God was from her heart and is true.
所以她的许愿也是真实的。所以呢，她向神许愿祷告，许愿就要向神来还愿。
Her voice is also true. Therefore, when she prayed to God, she will return the vow to God.
所以神成就了她的祷告，哈拿就来到神的面前还她的许愿。
So when God grant her her prayer, and she went to the Lord to take her vow.
所以呢，在撒母耳记上26-28节，当哈拿第二次来到神的殿中的时候。
So when Hannah, in Samuel chapter 1:26-28, she once again to the temple of the Lord in Shiloh.
他是妇人说：“主啊，我敢在你面前起誓，从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我祈求的赐给我了，所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。”
And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I'm the woman who was standing here in your presence, praying to the Lord."For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he's lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
从这我们可以看到，哈拿是一位祷告的母亲，她也是一位守信用的母亲。
So from here, we see that Hannah is a prayerful mother, and also she is a mother who commits...Who honor her vow?
Because she didn't conceive, she put the pain in her heart to God, humbly
asking. Because she was barren, so she commit her pain to the Lord.
So her prayer was completely surrendered to God, was a honest prayer.
So her prayer was a entrustful prayer, and also is an honest prayer.
因为他的祈求，神就赐给他一个儿子。
Because her petition, God grant her a child.
所以他给这个儿子取名叫撒母耳，意思就是从神那里求来的。
She named the child Samuel, meaning that this is heard of God.
所以这位祷告的母亲哈拿，就是我们今天我们真的是。神的儿女所学习的一个好的榜样。
This prayer for Mother Hannah is today the example that Christians should follow.
所以不只是母亲，所有的弟兄们、姐妹，我们觉得都应该是学习哈拿这样的诚心实意的祷告。
So no matter whether it being a mother or father, as children of God, we need to thank the Lord and make.Pray to the Lord with faith.
那么他不但有信心的求，而且向神感恩。
Not only pray to God with faith, but also be thankful to God.
他还还他的许愿，把儿子真的是献给了耶和华。
And also return the vow that she made and presents her child.To the Lord.
那么我们有时候也祷告，我们向神祷告了，却并没有完全交托神。
Sometimes we pray to God, but we did not entrust to God fully.
结果呢，我们既没有把心中的负担、重担和忧虑交托神，我也没有从神那里得到真正的平安和喜乐。
And the result is we did not give us the burden or anxieties to God, and we did not get the joy and also peace from God.
这是为什么呢？
This is why?
是因为我们并没有真正的向神完全的交托。
Because we did not fully entrust to God.
负担还在我们的身上。
And the burden is still within us.
那么让我用一个故事来说明一下。
Let me illustrate with a story.
那么有一个人背着很重这个背包走在回家的路上。
There's a guy who was on his way back to home with a very heavy bag.
所以他累得连腰都不支不起来了。
He was tired that he could not even strengthen his waist.
那么正巧呢，有一辆汽车经过，哎，司机看着他就动了慈心，愿意把他送到家里。
It happened that a car has passed by. The driver, who took pity on him and were willing to send him home.
那么这个人很高兴就上了车。
And this guy become happy and so.He got into the car.
那么在他回家的路上呢，这个司机正好呢转过头来看了一下。
On the way, driving to home, and the driver accidentally, turned his back.
他就发现这个人呢，虽然上了车，但是那个背包呢还压在他的身上。
He find this man, although being in the car, the heavy bag is still on him.
司机问他为什么不把背包也放下呢
？So the driver asked him why he didn't put the bag off.
他说：“哎，你送我回家，我就很感谢了。为什么？怎么还能麻烦你把我也把我这背包放在你车上呢
？”He said, "I already be grateful that you take me home. How can I bother me more by taking the bag off?"
那么司机听了呢，真的是哭笑不得。
The driver could not help but laugh or cry.
虽然这是一个笑话，但是呢，确实有真的很深的意义在里面。
Even though this is a joke, but it may have deep meaning.
那么，当我们仔细回想我们自己对神的跟随时
，When we recall our fellowship, our following to God,
我们可能会发现呢，我们也常常像那个搭车的人。
We may find ourselves to be same as that passenger.
虽然我们嘴上说信靠神，我们却没有真正的把我们身上的重担和忧虑真正的卸给神，交托给神。
Although we said we trust in God, but we did not cast the burden or our worry, anxieties fully in trust to God.
我们当实实在在想一想，问我们自己。哎，这个我们是不好意思交给神呢，还是我们不相信我们的神真的能够帮助我们呢？
We should think, are we not willing to give, and or we didn't believe our God will help us?
那么主耶稣在马太福音11:28说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，都可以到我这里来，我就可以使你们得安息。”
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
那么彼得前书5:7也告诉我们，他说我们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
Also in First Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it tells us, Come to me, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
弟兄姐妹们，这些都是神给我们的应许。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are all the promises that God gave us.
我们是不是相信神所给我们的这些应许呢
？Do we believe the promise that God gave us?
我们是不是真的愿意将我们的劳苦重担都卸给那位蛮有能力顾念我们的神呢
？Are we willing to cast the labor and heavy laden to the true God who is full of power.
我们可以想一想，他都为我们舍命，为我们死了、复活了，他还有什么我们交托的，他不会给我们成就呢？
As God died for and resurrected for our sins, what else he cannot fulfill his promise?
那么作为母亲一定会对儿女有很多的担心和盼望。
as a mother, we must have a lot of worry or expectation for our children.
小时候呢，可能担心他们的身体健康，担心他们的学业。
When they were young, we may worry about their health situation, about their study.
那么盼望他们学业有成。
We may wish they have a great success in their study.
那么长大了又担心他们的事业、他们的婚姻、他们的救恩。
When they grow up, we worry about their career, their marriage, or salvation.
盼望他们有一份满意的工作。
We hope that they will have a satisfactory work.
有一个幸福的家庭。
They have a happy family.
真正的有一个重生的新的生命。
And they have a new life in the Lord.
然而呢，所有的这些都不在你我手中，而是在神的手中。
But all this is not in our hand, but in the hand of the Lord.
所以呢，做母亲的除了尽自己的本分，按照圣经来教养他们。
So as a mother, other than our own duty to raise them following God's teaching.
剩下的就是要恒切地为他们来祷告。
The remaining is to pray for them earnestly.
不是照着我们自己的私欲，而是要照着神的心意来为他们祷告。
Praying not only following our own desire, but follow the God's will.
弟兄姐妹们，我们谈的这些好像是，是主要是对我们的姐妹，对母亲来讲的。
Brothers and sisters, what I talk today looks like he's talking to a sister, to a mother.
其实对我们每位弟兄姐妹，每位神的儿女，不管我们是丈夫的，做儿女的，都应该这样来做。
And it's actually applicable to every brother and sisters.
但是我们这里面特别要想到，母亲抚养儿女长大都不容易。
And we think especially that it's not easy for parents to raise their children.
而母亲所付出的心血可能更多。
And mother usually it took more effort from her.
那么做儿女的都要常怀感恩的心，敬重和关爱我们的母亲。
So as children, we need to be more respect to our mother.
那么做丈夫的也要常常来体贴我们的妻子的需要。
As husbands, we should also be considerate of the need of our wives.
来爱我们的妻子，真的就像基督爱教会那样。
To love our wives as Christ loved the church.
那么这是讨神喜悦的。
And this is what pleasing to God.
那么我们中间呢，也有一些还没有信主的丈夫，还没有信主的姐妹在中间。
And in our midst, there may be some people who has not yet believed, or the spouse has not believed.
那么这些姐妹们，其实她们所承受的更多。
And for the for those sisters, they may have more burdens.
所以他们想按照圣经来养教养儿女更不容易。
It's more difficult for them to raise their children according to God's teaching.
我们也求神能够更加的来眷顾他们，来托住他们，来安慰他们。
We ask God to hold them and to give them more, to encourage them more.
给他们更多的信心和力量。
To give them more faith and give them strength.
那么今天也特别是母亲节。
And today is Mother's Day.
我们也盼望神兴起更多的姐妹成为蒙神喜悦的母亲。
May God raise more children to be mothers delight in God.
使他们有智慧，对神忠心，恒切祷告。
So that they are being wisdom and be loyal to God and prayer earnestly.
也让我们知道智慧是来自对神的敬畏。
So that we know the wisdom comes from God.
因为敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Because fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom.
而忠心呢，是因为对神完全的顺服。
Faithfulness comes from the total obedience to God.
而祷告是因为谦卑和对神的完全信靠。
And prayers come from humility and total trust in God.
那么在后边呢，哈拿，那么去第二次去了圣殿，后面呢还有一段哈拿的祷告的这个一个祷告的可以说赞歌。
After Hannah go to the temple, she actually made a prayer afterwards.
我想这节经文呢，也是对每位母亲，也是对我们每位这个神的儿女的一个这样的一个教导。
And this will be a teaching for every sisters.
那么哈拿在这里祷告说什么呢？他说：“人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语。”因为耶和华是大有知识的，神的行为被他衡量。
This is what recorded in First Samuel chapter 2:3. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighted.
那么我们的行为，神都在查看。包括我们教养儿女。
All our actions, God have known everything.
那么求主帮助我们能够效法摩西的母亲约基别。
May God help us to follow the example of Moses' mother, Jochebed.
因着信神，就用智慧保护孩子，并且从小教养孩子走正道。
Because she believed in God.So she taught Moses while she was young and also asked her to follow.
将信仰传承给孩子，使孩子们从小就打下了坚固的信仰根基。
So we pass our belief to the next generation so they have a firm foundation of faith.
我们也当学习哈拿做一个诚实无为、谦卑顺服。真心信靠神的人。
We also are to follow Hannah, who is faithful and trusting God.
我们知道做到这些真的实在是不容易的。
We know doing this is not easy.
但是我们知道呢，神是我们的依靠，神是我们的力量。
But we know God is our our strengths and also our reliances.
所以就求神给我们智慧，给我们忠心，给我们祷告的心，让我们能够真的是把我们的儿女抚养成为神所喜悦的，我们自己也成为神所喜悦的人。
May God give us wisdom, give us faithfulness, and also give a heart of prayer, so that we may raise our children according to God's will, and so that we'll be pleasing to God.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们来到你的面前来感谢你。
Oh Heavenly Father, we come before you to praise you.
我们来到你去感谢你，主你赐给我们我们的母亲。
We thank you because you gave us our mother.
让我们来感恩我们的母亲，把我们抚养长大成人。
So we are grateful to our mothers for being raised us up.
天父，我们也来把我们的每位母亲交托在主你的手中。
We also commit every mothers into your hand.
求主你来眷顾他们，真的为抚养儿女所付上的辛劳。
May you remember their hardship in raising the children.
也求主你继续赐他们力量，赐他们从主你而来的信心。
May you bless them with strength and faith.
如果孩子小着呢，继续按照主你的教导来养育他们。
If their child is still small, may you help them to raise their children up according to your teaching.
如果孩子已经长大成人，就能够让我们做父母亲的能够恒切的为他们祷告。
If their children are grow up.May we continue to pray earnestly for them.
保守他们一生中能够行在神的道上。
We pray that they will keep them in the path of righteousness.
成为神所喜悦的人。
To become the children of God who is pleasing to you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.